You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. Do test yours.
Testing. 1, 2, 3, testing.
Testing. Yep. Sounds good. We're
one,
up. We're running.
1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Do I sound like a robot?
What are you?
I could do some kind of voiceover work as a robot. Why do you never think of, like, you hate silliness, right?
I like to get started and be, you know, start off serious, not like some like little kids with a podcast.
Well, hey, everybody, we got a podcast. Well, the podcast.
See, that's what people don't like to hear that. People like to hear real stuff.
No, but you don't have any. You know, we've gone through this before. I don't think I'm being mean when I say you have no depth.
I have a lot of depth. I got in an argument with a guy at the golf course today, and my friend Bob goes, how come you get in fights with everybody on the golf course?
Yeah, what happened? Who's Bob?
My friend Bob from the 12-step program I play golf with, Bob.
Oh. Do you have him in your phone as 12-step Bob?
I got Bob. I got
because all your
I got AA
phone,
Bob.
Yeah, I know. It's like...
Well, because I know a lot of people.
You're not supposed to say that, I thought.
I didn't give his last name.
No, but I thought you weren't even supposed to say...
Well, it could be anybody.
Squared.
Could be anybody. I didn't give his last name. And I know so many people, so I have to put where I know him from. You know what I mean? So, we're playing golf.
I call him Double A Bob.
And I'm
Double
playing,
A Bob.
I'm playing great golf last...
Wait, why did you get in a fight?
I got a fight arguing with some guy. Like, he's the whole day we're playing, like, we joined two other guys. I knew one of the other guys, an older guy, very nice guy. Then some other guy comes and joins us, so we have a foursome. Then he's, like, giving, like, all day long, he's giving, like, commentary and this and that.
Like,
and
what kind of commentary? Like,
oh, that was, I knew the putt was, like, you punt the ball, and then, oh, I knew it was going to break the other way.
So he's engaged in the game.
He's, like, giving pointers, but he's not that good. He's, like, you know, giving his recaps. Yeah, I knew the putt wasn't going to break that way before you did it. That could have been a good shot if it didn't hit this or do that, whatever.
What's that called? That's something called something.
It's called aggravating. So all day long, and then I blast this one drive down the middle. And he says, great drive. Where's that been all day? I go, look it, I shot 40 on the front nine. When you shoot 40, then you could start asking me where that's...
He's
complimenting you. I go, that's not a compliment when you go, great drive, where's that been all day?
Right.
I go, I don't see that. I see that as...
That's like a backhanded...
Yes. And then, you know, look...
You're going to give a backhanded compliment. Ready for a backhand to the face.
So
that's what I always say.
And I shot 40 on the front with a double bogey. I go, look, you tell me, you know, you could... Whatever. Because I was just trying to compliment you. I go, well, it didn't seem like a compliment. And then we kept playing. We had like five more holes, and he's huffing and puffing. And Bob is like, my friend Bob, he's like, how come you piss everybody off? I go, well, that wasn't a compliment. He's been getting on my nerves.
Is it possible the other guy, what's his name?
Bob.
No, the other guy.
I didn't know his name. I don't know.
Oh, the
older
recapper.
Guy? Yeah, the recapper.
That he pisses everybody off wherever he goes?
He seems like he could.
Maybe Bob was talking to the wrong person when he asked that.
Well, and then I said, and Bob goes, well, remember when you pissed the Chinese guy off?
What happened there?
That was the last year, whatever they were.
Did you say something inappropriate?
Yes, but I go, he said,
oh, boy.
Before we started playing, they had this crew out there, and they were timing everybody on their rounds of golf. And we were getting ready to tee off, and there's like a group of people, and he has this, I don't know, something in his hand, some kind of counter or something. And he says to me, can you give me your name so we're going to see how long it takes you to play? I said, isn't it kind of weird that they have an Asian guy timing people on how long it takes to play? Because you guys are the slowest players.
Oh, Rich.
They are. They're the slowest players in golf. But I was only kidding.
Sure, sure. But
I was kidding.
There's some truth in it.
Yes, and he got offended. So Bob goes, yeah,
you. But you don't think that, let's just take out my problem. No, I get you're joking, and I don't think it's that big of a deal. But I do know if he had said that about Jews, you would have been offended.
No, if he would have said.
No, you would have definitely been
If he would
have
said,
like,
how about you goddamn Jews are great scientists, I would have said, yeah, you're right.
Oh, Rich.
What?
If you would have said, oh, good thing you're timing, you guys are good at math, I don't know if you would have been upset either. But you did a negative.
They are. They're the slowest people on the golf course. Everybody knows it.
So what if he was like, you guys are the cheapest people on the golf course? Would you have gotten mad? If he had said it without you saying anything.
But it wouldn't have been true.
This is why it's not fun to have a discussion with you, because
why? Well, you're using two different complete opposites.
No, I'm not. I'm saying if he had said something negative about Jews, you would have been offended. There is something about you that you think it's okay to say. Like, you always go, if you say something about black people, like being late, and I go, that's racist. It's not, because they are always late. They are.
But
they
even
say, what about Jews are cheap? Jews aren't cheap, though. Jews aren't cheap.
Old ones are.
Okay, but do you see how you get upset?
It's a false stereotype. When false stereotypes, when true stereotypes, it was a true stereotype.
Really? You can't just go like, you know what? You're right. If I can see how someone get offended when I made a joke about their race, because I get offended when people make jokes about my religion. So I can see how that would happen.
Well, yeah, I can see him getting a little upset.
Thank you. End of discussion. Move on.
But so then today... So then,
do you see how hard it's so difficult to get you to see a point? Like, I'm not saying the guy's right
that's
either.
The point.
That is the point. The point is that I wouldn't have gotten mad, and I might have even said it or whatever.
I'm not saying
that we should all be these like Pollyanna people that say exactly the right thing all the time. I'm saying you are upset that he got upset, but the truth is that in the same situation, you would have got upset.
No, here's the deal. In the same situation, if it was a comic that said something to me and I thought it was funny, and it was funny, I wouldn't have got upset. But if it was, you know, some guy just saying something anti-Semitic, yeah, I'd be upset.
But you don't think that's anti-Asian?
Asian? Not on the golf course. Everybody knows Asians.
Anti-chink?
Everybody knows Asians are slow on the golf course. It's a known fact.
No, but not all of them are.
Oh, I would say everyone. Even the pros, even the best. Slow. You know what it is? It's harder for them to find their ball.
Rich!
I'm just saying it takes
longer. Case in point.
It takes longer because they don't have...
What about Jews and they have to dig their ball out of a pond or whatever you call it? A wet trap. What are they called?
A sand trap or a pond? A pond is a pond.
On the ponds. Because they're cheap. They don't want to lose a ball.
There's a lot of people that go in. When I'm playing with people, older guys or different guys, and they're looking for their ball forever, I'm going, look, I'll give you a couple balls. Let's go. Take the fucking
stroke.
And
then you should yell out, and I'm a Jew, to try to reverse the stereotype.
I do. So this guy.
Anytime you tip big, you go, I'm a Jew. And then
I yell that.
And then, but I've seen you also go into like bodegas or little like. Whatever you call those places.
Yeah.
I
try to get something free.
Yeah, you try to get free stuff, or you like, there'll be like little candies for like 25 cents.
No, they're always 50 or 75 overpriced. But
and
I'll
then
spend
you'll
like,
be like, I'll give you a dime. I'll give you a dime.
Well,
because
I just spent like $25 or $30. We discussed this before. If you spend like $30 and you go, oh, look, all,
it seems
I'm all
Jewy.
I would never. No, but I don't want to
pick
another
as
dollar.
As a person of exemplary breeding, I would never negotiate
When
although the other day when I was getting a facial.
Oh, can I? Okay, go ahead. You don't let me defend. You keep going from one thing without letting me rebuttal.
Okay, rebuttal.
No. But go ahead, and then I'll go. You go about talk about your when you got your facial.
When you get in a facial, they always do. They always ask. They always try to get you to do add-ons. You know, they go, "Oh, do you want this? This is a great product, or whatever."
Yes, I know. I get an add-on.
I negotiated my add-on.
Good. You're supposed to.
I didn't know that it would work, and it worked.
Well, that's the whole story. You negotiated your add-on?
Well, because I was saying I would never try to negotiate something in a store. Like,
well,
I would never be like, how about...
Well, I mean,
no,
you can't go into
Bloomingdale's. I've seen you negotiate at Bloomingdale's.
And
you've gotten stuff... Yeah.
Deals. Because sometimes the stuff's going to be on sale in the day, or it was on sale, and you just go, look, I'm not paying.
Sometimes they just give you their...
fucking employee discount.
Employee discount just to get rid of you.
Yeah, you got to fucking chew them down.
Oh, Richard!
You know, so, I mean,
Rich.
I'm playing with these guys. That was fucking you. So I'm playing, and then at the end, I go, we're done playing. I go, hey, look, you know, sorry. And I said, I go to the guy I'm playing golf with, Bob. I go, you know what? This guy could be a mobster. You never know. He could be like, you know, if you were playing golf with Tony Soprano, you wouldn't know he was a mobster. In life. I go, this guy could be a fucking mobster for all I know. So we're done playing. We're on the 18th hole. We all shake hands. And I said to him, sorry for the miscommunication that I understood you wrong. Sorry. Then he said, well, see, if I said that, you hit the ball straight and long every time. I go, well, you're my muse. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So then he went inside. I was talking to the older guy. I go, look, I don't know. Was I right or wrong? He goes, well, I think the guy was giving you a compliment. I go, look, it was backhanded. He goes, yeah, but, you know, he didn't know. I go, the only reason I apologize, because, you know, he could be in the mob. And he was driving with that guy. He goes, no, the guy's been working at ShopRite for 30 fucking years. So.
So then you went and took back your apology?
Yes. I said, I'm not sorry. And I took it back. And I went to my car.
Did you really?
No. Who would take it back? But, you know, whatever. And
you would. You would.
Here's my problem. And I realized this.
Uh-oh.
Here's my problem.
This is, what time is on this, please? No, on the,
11:47. 11 minutes and 49, 11:50.
We're 11:50 in.
11:53.
On the May 7th podcast.
We didn't give it a title yet.
This is a first, ladies and gentlemen. This is a first. I think we'll call it This Is a First. This podcast.
No, I'm just saying what I figured
out. What your problem is. Yes, you're going to say, go ahead. Let's hear it.
Why? Do you think you know what I'm going to say?
No, I have no idea what you're going to say, but I'm saying this is so rare.
What? That
you're going to, like, admit to having a problem.
It's not. I don't think it's a problem. I know why I react the way I do, because...
But I liked it better when you said, you know, this is my problem.
Well, no, this is what gets me in trouble, or this is why I say things, or this is why I don't let things roll off my back, because... For 30 years, I've been doing stand-up,
mm-hmm.
and I battle, and I don't battle, or, you know, I got to come back, or I go on radio, and I'm fighting back and forth. So my muscle in my head, my natural reflex is, boom, tear the person down, or fight back, or say something to put them in their place. Do you understand
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yes, no,
that's
a
muscle.
I think what makes you good on radio and what makes you good... on stage is what makes you bad as a human.
But it's hard,
in regular life.
It's hard to separate sometimes.
I agree, although I do notice that other people can do it.
Yeah, but other people aren't, they don't live comedy like I do. They do comedy, but they don't live it. They don't, it's not them. It's, okay, I chose to do this. I was born to do this. You know what I mean? There's a difference between being born to do something.
But why
just
would
like,
God
like fucking Beethoven.
You,
Beethoven was
make
born.
You like born, you know, you have a God-given gift to do stand-up.
Want me to tell you why?
And just only make it to this level.
First of all, that's a very negative scene.
That's a mean thing to say.
I don't care because...
It's a joke.
I don't care because I'm at a great level. All right? Did you just fart, you fucking creep?
Oh, God.
You're disgusting.
I didn't. I moved in my chair.
No, you didn't. You lifted your But no, don't say stop You point out when I do something, and then when you do it, you go, stop.
I didn't.
No. I'll call you out. You call me out, I'll call you out. And I'm at a great level in life, okay? And here's the thing. Can I say?
No, I don't want to do this anymore.
God, it's just a gift. You know, is that a tick?
This is my eyelash from last night.
Oh. You know, so, I mean, you know, so it's hard to separate. Boom, someone says something, boom, your first reflex when you're, you know, a guy like me is boom. So I just sometimes got to step back. You know what I'm saying? Step back.
Step back.
When do you read? We got to read. Here's the deal. We're getting a lot of emails. People are starting to want to advertise. So can you not?
I'm not gonna F it up.
Don't fuck it up.
But I will say this: if you want us to read,
go ahead.
One of your reads on this podcast, and it's like free form, you let me go, we'll give you a discount. If you let us do the reads the way we want to,
well, I got
to
give
you a discount. And this is what I think is wrong with those companies that got mad at us. Can we talk now about the one?
No. We can say the company's got it.
Took away our gift. We're supposed to get a gift.
We didn't get anything.
We didn't send it because I made fun of the. But that gets people.
Hold on.
People would listen more.
Hello.
Why
go ahead,
are you
talk. Because this is important. What's up?
Can you go ahead, pause talk. It? No, I'm not doing.
Yes.
My wife hates me. Oh, so I don't have to read that part. Daily Fantasy Sports Code. Read. Okay. I have no idea what this is, so we're all finding out together. Daily Fantasy Sports dot codes. Are you a Daily Fantasy Sports Garu or just trying to learn the basics? They literally spelled it Garu, G-A-R-U. So they're obviously making fun of Rich. Whoever does this listens to the podcast. You've seen the ads for Daily Fantasy Sports sites where you can play with real money for prizes up to $1 million. Before you sign up for any Daily Fantasy Sports site, check out dailyfantasysports.codes, read unbiased reviews, and make sure to visit them first so you're getting the best bonuses possible. Learn the strategies to help you win over the long term. Follow them on Twitter at DFSCodes or visit dailyfantasysports.codes. I still don't know what it is.
Go ahead. Do it from the beginning.
Dailyfantasysports.codes. Are you a Daily Fantasy Sports guru?
It's a fantasy sport players. People play fantasy sports, baseball, basketball.
Oh, if you're just trying to learn the basics, even if you're good at it or you're just learning.
I wonder if they have fantasy sports for golf. I'm sure they do. You could pick out.
You've seen the ads for Daily Fantasy Sports sites where you can play with. That's what I said, fantasy sports sites where you can play with real money for prizes up to $1 million.
They do it. These places are big. They're big.
Well, because you'll lose real money.
Or you win real money.
But then you could win real money. Well, if everyone was winning, you wouldn't be able to win a million. They just wouldn't have the funds.
Everybody was winning. Everybody doesn't win.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why you can win up to $1 million.
Yeah. But you could win, a lot of people win less. You know, I mean, if you're good at it and if you know how to play.
Oh, my God. They've already paid for the ad, Rich. Acting like everybody wins.
Everybody doesn't win. Yeah, you're obviously in gambling. Of course, everybody doesn't win. But with fantasy sports,
especially if you watch The Gambler, you know who doesn't win? The audience.
That's the new one you're talking about, not the one with James Caan. Right. But what I'm saying with a company like this,
the company Daily Fantasy Sports dot codes
fantasy, you're going to have fun at least while you're. You know, people do fantasy sports and they really follow it. It's a big thing amongst sports enthusiasts, okay? Mm-hmm. I, myself, only really like golf. And that's the problem. When I went to watch the fight the other night, I'm watching the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was on big screens. I was in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
It was on, can I fucking tell a story? You're really getting on my nerves. You're trying to be mean.
Sorry, we're in the middle of a read and you're telling a big story.
Well, it's about gambling and sports. Are you done with the read, or you're...
No. You told me to go do it again. I was doing it again.
Well, give it to him again. Give him another plug.
Read unbiased reviews and make sure you to visit them first so you're getting the best bonuses possible. Learn the strategies to help you win over the long term. Follow them on Twitter at DFSCodes or visit dailyfantasysports.codes.
Did you do it right?
You just threw it on the floor. I didn't mean to. I just put it over there and it flew over.
Well, so I'm going to give them another plug later because they came to us. And you know why? A lot of people are coming to us. But I did get an email from some guy going, "No, I love your podcast. You don't do a lot of reads." Well, we would. We would. We wouldn't do it. We'd do them our way.
I'm not going to say AIDS anymore in the middle or Hitler. No AIDS or Hitler. I will make that promise to you. If I do read your ad, I won't say AIDS or Hitler.
I let Bonnie do the reads because I look at her as... I look at her as my secretary like in Mad Men.
Oh,
and I'll go,
so
I'll go, you know, do a read, do this, do that, get coffee. And but I'll also... She's also funny, too. So I'm watching the Pacquiao fight and Mayweather. It was on two big screens at a bar. What's wrong? Are you mad?
No, I'm just like, come on.
Okay, and it was... After my show, second one, on Saturday, I was in Florida, in the Tampa area, and there was all these people in the parking lot, and you, everybody's watching on big screens, and I'm trying to talk boxing, but I don't know anything. You know, they're all these, you know, I'll tell you when
Ollie...
So
we're just making it up?
Kind of, like, if it was golf, I'd be able to talk, or...
We get that, You don't have to bring up golf every time.
Or Marshalls, or TJ Maxx, or something, you know?
Like, in the middle, like, if people said boxing stuff to you, what did you say?
I said, yeah, I'll tell you, I remember Ollie and, you know, Tyson. Boy, Tyson used to have an uppercut. These guys...
Stuff like that? And then were people kind of believing you?
Well, you know, they don't know either. They don't know. So when you get a group of people that don't know, you just got to, you know, pretend you don't.
Just make it up. That's how I do politics.
You got to pretend you're the best, like you really know. And they like, you know, they're...
I just always bring up the Iran-Contra shit. It's always every time.
Do you know anything about the Iran-Contra stuff?
No, but I just know it scares people. It's like too deep for them. They're like, oh, she knows her shit.
I used to know a lot about the Iran-Contra.
And they back it up.
Yeah.
Back it up a little.
Do you talk a little bit about when the Russian-Afghan war?
I do. I say, remember how we sold arms to them? We trained them.
Who do we train?
I'm not really sure, but I think it was Afghanistan.
Yeah. Who won that war, do you know?
I believe it was Russia.
Well, you're wrong then.
See,
you wouldn't have won.
But nobody ever does any follow-ups. Once you go there, it's like people are like, oh, I think she knows.
You wouldn't have won money on that fantasy sport.
And I use the term GOP a lot because I think people respect that.
What does that stand for?
Good old party. Republican party.
Okay, what is the other one?
I don't know. One's an elephant and one's a bear. I don't
donkey.
Know what the other... I'm talking about the third party.
I'll give you a quiz.
What?
Okay. Who was involved in the revolution?
Please don't. Please don't. I'm not American.
You've been here for 400 years. You've been here. You were here.
I'm not doing a test. I'm not doing a test.
Who was a revolutionary?
I'm not doing
a test. You know, you're so smart.
The North and the South. I'm not doing a test.
The Revolutionary War.
I'm not doing a test.
You really don't know the Revolutionary War? You know,
I mean, well, how many people could it be? It's like the British or something.
Against who?
Well, if you're talking about it, it's probably the Americans.
You're saying probably?
Okay. I'm saying I'm smart enough to...
Who warned everybody on a horse?
Paul Revere.
Okay. There was another guy, too.
Because he was Canadian. That's how I know that one.
What, Paul Revere?
I think so.
He was Canadian?
Why would we learn about it? I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. He's pretty famous. All right. Who?
Oh, God.
Who was the Indian leader that believed in peace?
Sitting Bull. He sat. He was the first one to do a sit-in.
No.
Sitting Bull for peace.
Not Indian, put your ear to the ground, Indian.
Gandhi.
There you go. See, you know a lot. Who says you don't know?
I thought the questions were going to be harder.
Oh, okay. I don't know enough to ask you harder questions.
Who freed the slaves?
All right.
Lincoln.
What did they call the Underground Railroad?
Late. Am I right, folks? I mean, it was never on time. I don't know.
You don't know what to call the Underground Railroad?
The Underground Railroad.
That was a trick question.
Oh.
What's the joke?
So stop, please.
What's the joke that Raina always says about sick? The quiz or the, you know. Here's one you can talk.
20 sick.
If there's 20 sick.
Is there 20 sick dolphins and one dies, how many are left? And then you go.
25.
She goes, no. And then she gives any, then she'll find like 20 sick dolphins. But then now we're on to her. She'll be like, no, I said 26.
See, that's good. She's good. All right, so now what can we talk
any
about?
Any other little bon mots from our
what else can we talk
crazy
about?
Crazy tot you'd like to bring up?
I'm glad we did that read.
First of all, I got something to bring up. Why do you constantly yell at me to come look at things on your computer? You have no patience. You'll see me. You did it moments ago. I was on the phone. I was having a business meeting. You can laugh all you want.
I'm not laughing.
But it's true.
You talk and talk.
So what? You talk all the time, too.
Not that long on the phone.
Come on.
You were on the phone for 45 minutes.
So what? I was enjoying it.
I said we're doing a podcast in 20 because we want to go work out. We're going to see Mr. Bobby Slayton. Mr. Nice Bobby Slayton is giving us two tickets to see.
You just said old, and then you took it back because he's giving us tickets.
Old.
You go old Bobby Slayton.
I meant to say old friend. I was going to say old friend Bobby Slayton, and then I didn't mean like old Bobby Slayton. I was saying old friend or my old friend Bobby Slayton.
We're going to see Book of Mormon.
He's giving us two tickets to see Book of Mormon tonight.
He's a treat, that guy.
Who? Bobby?
Old Bobby.
I wasn't calling him old. I'm probably older than he is.
No.
We're about the same age. He's probably a couple of years older than me.
He looks good.
He's always in shape. I'm a hard-working comic. He's probably even harder. Harder working. Like, I was in Florida last week, and some guy, just my opening act, said, you're the fucking hardest worker.
Oh my God! You know the Sklar brothers told me this one time that's the worst compliment you can get in show business.
Well, you're the hardest worker. That means you're not going anywhere.
Yes, it's like that. That should be like down on the like you're the most talented. You're the funniest. You're whatever.
Yeah.
That should be way down on the list. You're the hardest. Even if you are the hardest worker, that shouldn't be the first thing people say about you.
Well,
that's
like,
an insult in a way.
Like what? Like if I'm doing gigs in Florida, like I'm doing some in North Carolina. Like in a couple weeks or in June, Thursday and Friday, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to find a Wednesday, somewhere, do a door deal. So I try to always add on and try to find other stuff. This guy goes, yeah, you do stuff in Florida, you'll do other nights, you'll do a Tuesday and a Wednesday. I go, yeah, if I'm down here, I might as well make fucking money,
mm-hmm.
right? That's how I look at it.
You sure do.
Another guy, this guy keeps emailing me or texting me about... can he open for me at Gotham? I'm not these fucking guys' managers. I want to help as many people as I want, but fuck.
As you can.
As I can, you know, but, you know.
You can't help everybody.
So, you know, and.
You got to just pick, like.
I try to get I like the guy Tommy Gooch. I like him. And I try to get him in, and then.
He's a great guy.
He is really, he's a real nice guy. He's
nice to work with.
Supportive, funny.
Hardest
nice
working
work.
Guy in showbiz. Just kidding.
So. And then, so he says, what's going on with Gotham? I go, look, I asked him, email him and see what happens. Because, you know, so he emailed and said, they said it's all booked up. Now, another guy who calls me for work to help him get work, he's been asking about Gotham. And I go, look, he goes, so how does the Gotham look? Like, I'm not your fucking manager, okay? I'm not your manager to these fucking guys. I mention you. There's certain people I like to work with. I love working with that girl, Adrian.
Appalucci or whatever.
Yeah, I like working with her because she does straight material that doesn't conflict with anything I do.
Mm-hmm.
Conflict with anything I do. But, you know, I got enough of my own fucking problems. And what am I supposed to do? I don't want to be mean to these guys because I know how hard it is for fucking middle acts. You know, it's like, I got guys that go, oh, can I work with you on the road? Guys will take a loss sometimes in money. Like this one guy goes, look, can all these dates, he goes, all these clubs, he sent me like four clubs that I fucking don't work anymore. I either burnt a bridge or didn't do enough numbers. And I go, look, even if I could get you in these clubs, you're not going to make any money. He goes, I don't care. I just want to get on. You know what I mean? This girl I worked with, where the fuck did I work with her? In Dayton, right? Dayton. And she was kind of funny. She hosted, right? Who drew that on there? Raina.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is so weird, too. I'll tell you the truth. This is so weird. So, I'm at my computer. I worked with her a long time ago in Dayton. She has some funny stuff. I watched a little of it. And she was cool. She watched our movie, so I liked her because she was complimenting us. And I love Bonnie. They all love Bonnie. That's all you hear. So I love Bonnie. I love Bonnie. Bonnie's my favorite.
I hear, you know, when I go on the road, all I hear about is...
So
Dick Rich bosses.
So I get an email from her. Billy Burr was in her town. I don't know where the fuck. Indiana somewhere.
Oh, so she's like, can you call Billy Burr?
No, she said... Can I just use your name as a recommendation? I think they want to see a video on me.
Mm-hmm.
I go, yeah. So then I just text Billy and go, hey, this girl wants to do a guest spot when you're in her town.
Yeah.
Like I just went out of my way.
Yeah.
So then Billy texts back, goes, yeah. I go, she was funny. You know, like, I didn't really, like, remember.
Yeah.
I just knew she got laughs.
Yeah.
So Billy goes, yeah, okay, right? So right after that, I go to Facebook. I email her. And I said, Billy says, you can do it. And she was like, wow, this is, because it's probably the biggest, it's going to be the biggest thing in her fucking life. And then I go to Facebook and that girl, that lady comic from Somerville, the one, Robin Fox.
Yes, yeah.
She writes this post right after she writes this post, I swear to God, we could find it. It's tough when comics ask you to recommend them. And they're not ready, and they put you in a position, this and that, and then I write back to her, why, what club are you trying to get into, right? Like. But then I started thinking, holy fuck, I got this girl on Billy's show, I think it's at a theater, I would imagine, what if she fucking bombs?
Did she?
Well, then I kind of let it go and forgot about it. So, I think, like, that Monday or Tuesday, I wasn't, like, oh, I'm going through my emails. I see her emails. So I wrote to her. I go, how'd it go? She goes, it was the greatest moment of my life. She goes, I fucking knocked it out of the box. And now I'm thinking, well, it's
just... Knocked it out of the box.
You know, I killed.
I knocked it out of the park.
Out of the park. I killed. So
you're mixing metaphors.
I know. So now I'm thinking in my head, does she think she killed as a host in her delusion, as a new comic? So then I text Billy. I go, thank you for putting her up.
Yeah.
She said it went well. And Billy texts back, goes, she was great. And he quoted one of her lines, which I don't even remember. So it worked out, you know. But it's kind of scary when you do recommend somebody.
Well, that's the thing is that you only really do, like...
But you have to help people.
Like, there's comedians that open for me here in my weird New Jersey tri-state area gigs, and some of them are really good, like they have a lot of potential, and I like their, especially if they're good writers, I always respond to that personally, so I try to help them, you know, but it's hard, it's like how many people can you recommend? I remember one time this girl, I recommended her to Gotham, and I said, I told the guy, and then she sent him the tape or whatever, you know.
Who, Sean?
Emailed him.
Chris.
She emailed him her a set, and then he was like, I don't think she's ready. And then she emailed me right after that, so I had to, tell her, he doesn't think you're ready or whatever.
And they get mad at you, though.
Yeah. So then she emailed me right after that and was like, can you recommend my boyfriend? No, I just recommended someone that didn't get in. Like, now I can't recommend anyone
for a long time.
Yeah, like I just wasted a recommendation.
That's true. You know, Chris Rock, who we never mention on our podcast.
We never do.
says, like, if somebody's famous or rich, don't fucking waste your favor on something stupid.
Yeah.
Don't waste your favor. Save it for something good. You know, and then when you're recommending somebody who you're helping them, you're the one who could suffer from it. Right. I mean suffer, but I mean, you know, why the fuck you recommend that person? But...
Well, the girl that I recommended, I do think is a really good, funny comic, and I tend to think Chris might have... Well, if he'd seen her live, he might have seen something different.
But that club's a whole different game. Like, it's a big,
like,
big
he
club.
Wants you to be polished. He's not exactly polished.
Yeah, not only that, it's a big club. You got to be very aggressive. Not aggressive. You can't be just some, like... low energy alt type comic at that club. You can be at some clubs, you could lay down on the couch and do your stand up at some of those small alt clubs.
Oh, at the alt clubs, I'm saying, like at the actual city clubs, though, you gotta, you know. I mean, I get lazy and I start, and then it's like not good. Like, I remember at the Stand, I was like, last time I did it. I mean, the audience was really good and they were nice, but I know I could have done better if I'd just been less alt in that situation.
I'm doing like a local, Friday I'm doing this local gig in Middlesex called Ellery's, and then Saturday the Looney Bin in Staten Island, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, one, I don't have to travel, I don't have to get on a plane, it's local, one show a night both nights, and I could fucking, you know, come home right after. Maybe have dinner in Middlesex at the club. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, these are not the biggest clubs on the planet. I mean, one's a bar doing comedy on Friday, and one's a comedy club in Staten Island. But then you think about it, like when you do like an improv, you know, even like Norton or me or Bobby or, you know, whatever, you do an improv, you're not a big deal. It's not a big deal when Norton or Bobby or me, you know, even Norton's a higher level. Maybe Norton is kind of a big deal, but it's not like someone who's coming in that sells out every fucking show. You know what I mean? I mean, Norton sells out most places.
Mm-hmm.
But like if, say, like maybe I shouldn't use Norton as an example. Maybe me, Bobby, Florentine, that level.
Gary.
You know, Gary. I don't know. I think Gary's starting to sell a lot now. But when we go into like an improv or somewhere, hey, this is this week's Headless Sun. But then when you do like say a local, you know, one nighter or a smaller club, you're a big fucking deal because they're not getting acts like Bobby or Florentine or Gary or
right.
me. You know what I mean? So you're treated with a little more respect. You know what
well,
I mean?
Well, sometimes I think clubs that don't get big acts, they treat you like shit because that's how they treat everyone that comes in. So they don't know how to switch it up.
No, they know if you're a big act, they'll treat you nice. When you did that fucking house, that fucking Stanhope house.
Yeah, but I
they
think
made
that was
special
just, I
food.
Swear to God, that was just because you were with me.
They didn't know I was coming with you.
Oh, well, they made me a special food. But that was just because, like, that was a funny thing. Like, the chef tweeted me and said, what can I know you're vegetarian, what can I make you? And then I tweeted him back like some weird thing that I Googled, like the hardest vegetarian dish to make or something. It was some, I can't remember what it was.
Pastry dish.
Some weird thing. And he made it. But I was just joking. Like I assumed, like that's the thing about Twitter. Like he tweeted me a couple times that I thought we were understanding that we were joking back and forth. But he really made it. He really wasn't joking.
Yeah, but they treated you like a fucking celebrity when you went there.
Yeah, but I think honestly, because when I walked in, they didn't. And then when they saw you, they did. I think it had to do with you. Honestly, when I go places, nobody's treating me like a celebrity. Trust me.
Huh?
It's not happening.
Yeah. Yeah. When you do... JJ gigs?
No, I mean, JJ's obviously very nice to me, and I like all the comedians that he uses on the shows, but no one asks.
What about when you do that guy's gig that wears eyeliner?
Okay.
Chris. The guy in Asbury Park area, Red Bank?
Oh, he does not wear eyeliner.
He doesn't?
No. But again, he's like a nice guy. He's like nice to me. I don't think it's like No one's...
Have you given any of them hand jobs because they're nice to you?
Yes, of course. Everyone who's nice to me, I give a little hand job.
That'd be nice, you know, thank them.
Yeah, like instead of shaking hands when we get on stage, I'd go
you,
like that.
You just tuck it.
Yeah, I give it a little...
There you go.
Yeah, it was fun.
Well, anyhow, I'm very happy that Billy put this girl on, and I'm happy she did well, so congratulations.
By the way, I'm going to that club in Ohio that treats you like a...
They're the nicest.
So maybe they'll treat me like a celebrity when I go there.
They're Lebanese.
Where is
owners.
It?
It's in Cuyahoga Falls.
Cuyahoga Falls.
Oh, you're going next week.
14, 15, 16,
I'm going to Miami. I'm going to Miami next week, and you're going to Cuyahoga Falls.
Yeah, I'm taking the kid with me.
The kid?
Yep.
And that guy's a talker. He's the guy that owns here, the Lebanese, he's
the
nicest
guy. Do I rent a car? What happens? I never even thought about that. I guess I better rent a car.
Have him drive you around.
Well, what if I want to go visit Tammy Pascatelli?
I don't know. Rent a car. Rent a car.
Rent a car.
Can't be that much money next
week. What time does the show start? 7?
What am I? Look it up.
I
don't fucking know. Go online.
But definitely get the hummus, right?
His wife, if she makes you homemade hummus, do you want me to call him now? I'm going to tell her to make you homemade hummus.
No, you don't tell someone to do that.
Oh, yeah. I'll say, listen, my wife is really looking forward to a little hummus.
A little or a lot of hummus.
His wife is so nice. They're Lebanese.
No,
but he'll talk about every comic that's come through there. He'll go, you know, he talks about, like, Florentine. And.
But does he say bad things or all good things? Whatever.
Good things. Nice things. But he gossips. He's like a gossiper.
I love that.
Like if any comic ever had an affair there, like if I ever had an affair... He would tell
you.
Are
you bringing this up like as a warning shot?
No, I never did. If I did, though, he would tell you in talking. That's
I would never have an affair when Raina's there, just so you know.
Oh, only when she's not there.
Yeah, when she's not there. It's
No, but I'm saying he's the kind of guy that would go, yeah, and boy, your husband, the girls love him.
Oh.
That's the guy, you know, he would say that. Oh. But then when you see the people there, you're going, no wonder.
But you might. What are you up to now? 9 seconds? What do you get? 9 seconds? By the way, I forgot to mention this. You know, the deal is you get 1 second for every year that we're married to do whatever you like with any woman, right? So you're up to 9 seconds.
Yeah.
You can do anything for 9 seconds. But if you use it, you have to start back at 1 second. So, I mean, it might be beneficial to just wait it out.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know if we'll be married 60 years.
I don't think we will be.
But.
I don't think. I give it.
15 seconds. You might be able to do something with that.
I give it. I don't know.
Could we be married 30 years? Yeah.
I say 5 more years.
30 years.
We'll
no.
Because you're one of us. You're going to get real big and then.
Oh, you're so mean.
I thought about
you're
this.
So
not big
mean.
In size, I mean your career.
I was like, I am doing the best that I can.
No, you're going to get real big, and then you're going to fall for like a producer type guy that or a writer. Like you're going to be in a writing room all night and whatever.
It might happen once or twice, but that doesn't mean I'm going to get a divorce.
Once or twice? Who? Nah, I can't. If I'm not there... It's cheating.
Oh God!
If I'm there, it's experimental. I'm hungry. What are we gonna eat? I'm fucking hungry. I got to go to the gym. We got to get ready, Mister.
Okay, let's
up.
Wrap it up. But I didn't get finished telling you. You can't keep. You're always like you're so impatient. You'd be like, I'll be doing stuff. You know, I was folding clothes, and you're like, come down here. I go, can you give me a minute? I'm on the phone. I'm putting clothes away. I gotta show you this. It'll take 1 second. For you, it's always, it'll just take 1 second. It's like, well, why can't you just wait 5 minutes to show me?
Because I was watching something. I didn't want to back up.
Yeah, but you
over.
Didn't have to. I have it also. So yeah. You could just be like, hey, watch that later and let me know what you think.
I have.
Okay.
I laughed. I wanted you to laugh with me. He who laughs
alone
laughs alone.
Stays married longer. That's
get that read. Give him some more plugs.
Well, we only have one read.
I know, but give that read a little more.
When is this going to go? When is this? Well, I'm going to rip that paper up. I can't believe. How many years have we been doing this? 3 years? 2 years we've been doing the podcast.
This is 164th.
Well, divide by 52 or whatever.
55.
Why?
How many weeks in a year? 52?
Did you just think there was 55 weeks in a year?
For senior citizens. to get your AARP card. You've had a big black thing in your teeth the whole time.
Well, why don't you tell me?
Because I want to look at you like you have decayed teeth.
Is it out?
Let me see. It's kind of still
there. I don't even know what it could be. I didn't...
Well, wait. You just said, I can't wait. Oh, you're getting a read. Sorry. I thought you were going to get up to... Anyhow, we basically didn't say anything this podcast, but...
No, listen. Also, I'm going to bring this up. Why do you love watching videos of black people fighting? Why? It's always like every time you call me down to look at something, it's like two black chicks in a 7-Eleven having a fight, or it's like, I mean, what is it about that? What is it?
I watch those two white girls.
Is that racism?
No, I like the video where the one white girl hit the other girl on the head with a shovel. I watched that one a couple times. That's a good one. I watched the Latin kid that was getting picked on. The slap in the subway. I mean, how many times can you watch that one? That dude slapped that bitch. Boom! Boom up in this motherfucker. That's what I'm saying. You know, I mean, there's not as many good... I saw this white kid that was trying to be all thuggy get knocked out by a security guard. I just watched that one the other day.
Okay, so it's just thugs of any color, of any stripe.
Yes. Just, you know, boom, this white kid was talking. He talking so ghetto. This and that, and then he got smacked. He just got knocked out. These dudes, they get knocked out so quick. So, there you go. Give them another plug. Let's give them a good plug this time.
So, I just want to tell a story about Raina quick. So, this was this morning. She said...
Did she tell you about when I had the crush on the girl? She didn't bring that up.
She did not bring it up.
Okay.
But she did tell me... I said, is your... I can't remember his name now. Shoot, I forgot his name. The kid that she likes in school. I said, is he going to be in aftercare today? She goes, he doesn't go to aftercare on Thursdays anymore because he has to go to communion. Is that a real thing?
I don't know.
That you go every Thursday? It's not my religion.
Yes, that's what you guys grew up on.
No, we did not grow up Catholic.
Where'd you grow up? Protestant?
Yes.
Well, we got to raise her something. So she's.
So anyway, I said, I go, he's religious. She goes, yeah, I guess. And I go, are you religious? And she goes, I don't know. I go, do you want me to buy you a Bible? She goes, okay. I go, it's hard to read. I go, it's all like, and then he cometh. I go, they sound like, she goes, they sound like pirates. I go, they do sound like pirates in the Bible. She goes, Mom, that is so racist.
She said that was yesterday.
No, it's like.
That's her new thing.
Yes.
Because yesterday I said to her, I go, man, I'll whip your black ass. She goes, that's racist, Daddy.
Yeah.
They're probably teaching them in school about racism or something, because that's racist. I go, how is it racist?
Well, the other day she did she put a dot on her forehead and did an Indian accent. She goes, am I being so racist?
Look.
And I was like, in our house, it's fine.
I know. She's like, so like, I guess they're teaching her that in school now.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, well, it's fine and it's good and, you know, great.
Yeah, well, what did she say in the jewelry store?
Yeah, but she didn't know that was... She said... I think I told the story.
Not on
when
the
I was
podcast.
Getting the ring, and you were haggling, is that a correct term, with the other dude, the guy who was behind the counter, who had a yarmulke on.
In the Diamond District.
Yeah, so you two were haggling. And Raina, there's a big sign behind it that says jewelry, and Raina goes, isn't it interesting that there's the word Jew in jewelry? I was like, oh my God. I go, you can't say that out loud. She goes, why not? I go, you just can't. She goes, but Daddy's Jewish. I was like, no, just people will think you're being racist because she doesn't know the word anti-Semitic. And then she was like, why? Daddy's... And I was like, just stop talking. And then I took her out.
Did you punch her?
And then I punched her in the fucking face. Remember when I told her guys can go to jail for hitting a woman? She goes, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. I go, why? She goes, what if it's a love tap?
She has a crush on a boy at school.
Anywho, all right, folks, so thanks for listening to another
Friday,
wonderful episode of My Wife Hates
Give them
Me.
A plug. Give them a plug.
And also,
give them the website.
DailyFantasySports.codes. Everything you need for betting on fantasy sports.
What's their Twitter handle?
Their Twitter is at DFSCodes.
All right.
This Friday I'll be at...
And go to Ohio and see me perform at the club. Is called...
Next week. The Funny Stop in Cuyahoga Falls.
Funny Stop. This weekend I'm Friday and Saturday at New York Comedy Club.
This Friday I'll be at Elroy's, somewhere in Middlesex.
Don't be upset by that.
And then Saturday I'll be at the Looney Bin in Staten Island. Friday, Ellery's in Middlesex. Saturday, the Looney Bin. I am so happy that I am working not far from my home. If you haven't seen Women Aren't Funny, iTunes, go get it. We could use another 30 or 40,000. We are out of here. Thank you, Bobby Slayton. Go to @Pitbull for his Twitter. And talk to you later.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.